Welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be talking about something really important for all you business owners out there, commercial property insurance. And don't worry, we're not just going to be reading from a boring textbook. Well, actually we are, but we've got some really interesting excerpts from a property and casualty insurance textbook, and we're going to break it all down for you.
That's right. We're going to make it fun and easy to understand. Because, let's face it, insurance isn't exactly the most exciting topic.
No, not always.
Yeah.
But it is super important. You know, I was actually surprised to learn that you might need to insure other people's stuff, like if they drop something off at your business. Who knew?
Yeah, that's just one of the many things we'll be covering today.
And don't even get me started on volcanoes.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. What exactly is a commercial property policy? And what makes it different from, say, a homeowner's policy?
Well, a commercial property policy is specifically designed to protect businesses, like the name suggests, right? It covers things like the building itself, the equipment inside inventory, and even things like the personal property of others that happens to be in your care.
Okay, so it's like a more comprehensive version of a homeowner's policy?
Yeah, you could say that. It's definitely more tailored to the unique needs of businesses. And just like a house property policy, it has a foundation. It's built on four key components: the declarations form, the conditions form coverage forms, and the causes of loss form.
Okay, so the declarations form, is that like the blueprint for the whole policy?
It's more like your insurance ID card. You know, it tells the insurer who you are, where your business is located, what kind of business you're in, and of course, what property you want to insure.
So it's all the essential details. What about the conditions form? That sounds a little intimidating.
It can be a bit technical, but think of it like the rule book for the policy. You know, it lays out the ground rules. Like, what happens if you need to file a claim, your responsibilities as the insured, and how certain situations are handled?
Like what?
Well, for example, what happens if there's a disagreement about coverage? Or if you need to make changes to the policy? It's all spelled out in the conditions form.
Okay, so it's there to protect both sides. What's next?
Then we have coverage forms, which are like your shopping list for protection. This is where you get to choose what you want to insure, from the building itself to the equipment inside, inventory, and even the personal property of others.
Hold on, personal property of others. What does that even mean?
Okay, so let's say you own a bakery and someone drops off a valuable antique cake stand for you to decorate. While it's in your care, it's covered under your policy.
So if I accidentally drop it while I'm frosting a cake, I'm not on the hook for replacing a priceless heirloom. That's relief. I'm starting to see how this gets interesting.
It definitely provides a safety net for all sorts of unexpected situations. And then finally, we have the causes of loss form, which is like a menu of potential disasters. You know, it lists the specific events or perils that are covered by your policy.
Okay, give me some examples.
Oh, you know the usual suspects. Fire theft, windstorms, and yes, even volcanoes.
Volcanoes, seriously. Okay, I'm guessing that's not a standard peril for most businesses. But what about something like fire? Is that where we start getting into the nitty-gritty of what's actually covered?
Absolutely. Fire is one of the most common perils covered under commercial property insurance. But it's not just flames we're talking about. It also includes damage from lightning and explosions, even those caused by faulty equipment.
So if my oven decides to, well, have a sudden and accidental explosion, I'm covered.
You would be covered for the damage to your equipment and the bakery itself, yes.
Okay, that's good to know. But fire is just one peril, right? What about other things that could go wrong?
Right.
Like a wild hailstorm or someone breaking in and vandalizing the place?
Those are all covered under the extended coverage section of the basic causes of loss form. Think wharves.
Wharves.
Yeah, wharves, wind, hail, aircraft, riot or civil commotion, vehicles, explosion, and smoke. And don't forget, vandalism and malicious mischief. You know, if someone decides to egg your bakery because they don't like your croissant recipe, you're covered.
Okay, that's a pretty clever acronym. I'm going to remember that. Wharves. You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
So we've got fire, we've got wharves, we've got vandalism. Is there anything else on this basic peril list?
There's one more, and it might surprise you. Fungus.
Fungus.
That's insane.
Yeah.
The basic form provides limited coverage for damage caused by fungus, wet rot, dry rot, and bacteria.
You know, I once had a landlord who tried to tell me that mold was just a little character. Mm. Let me tell you, $15,000 wouldn't have covered that mess. So it's good to know there's at least some protection for that kind of thing. But what if I want more than just the basic coverage?
Well, that's where the broad form and the special form come in. Mm. You know, they offer additional protection and peace of mind. but of course at a higher cost.
Okay, so it's like choosing your level of insurance armor. Tell me more about these upgraded options.
Okay, so the broad form is like taking your basic coverage and supercharging it. It adds a bunch of additional perils like burst pipes damaged from the weight of ice and snow, and even a tree falling on your building.
So if we have a major winter storm and my roof collapses under the weight of all that snow I'm covered.
Yep, you got it. The broad form provides a much wider safety net than the basic form. But if you want the ultimate peace of mind, you might consider the special form.
Okay, I'm sold on the special form. Is there any reason not to go for the ultimate protection?
Well, it does come at a premium. You know, you're paying for that extra peace of mind. It's like choosing between a basic car alarm and a full-on security system with cameras and motion sensors. The special form is what we call open peril, meaning it covers pretty much anything except what's specifically excluded.
So instead of listing out what's covered, they list out what's not covered.
Exactly. And that exclusions list can get pretty long and specific, so you have to carefully review it to make sure you understand the gaps in coverage.
Right. It's all about finding the right balance between protection and cost.
Exactly. And that's where having a knowledgeable insurance agent can really make a difference. You know, they can help you assess your specific risks, explain the differences between the forms, and recommend the best option for your budget and your peace of mind.
Makes perfect sense. Okay, so we've laid the foundation with a basic structure of a commercial property policy.
Mm.
And we've explored the different levels of coverage from basic to broad to special. Now, let's say I'm not just running a bakery. I'm actually in the process of building one from the ground up. What kind of insurance do I need during that construction phase?
Ah, in that case, you'll need what's called the Builder's Risk Coverage Form. It's designed specifically to protect buildings under construction, from the foundation to the finishing touches.
So if a sudden windstorm blows away a stack of lumber meant for my bakery's roof, I'm covered.
You are. And what's really interesting about the Builder's Risk Form is that the coverage actually increases as the building progresses. So as more materials are delivered and the structure starts to take shape, the amount of coverage goes up accordingly.
Wow. They've really thought of everything. That's pretty smart. You know, it's like the insurance is growing along with the building. But let's say the building is finished, my bakery is up and running, and then disaster strikes. We've talked about insuring the physical property, but what about protecting the income I would lose if my business had to shut down temporarily?
Ah, that's where business income coverage comes in. It's designed to keep the dough rolling in, even when disaster strikes. It's all about replacing the income you would have earned if your business hadn't been interrupted.
Okay, so imagine that oven fire we talked about earlier. Not only is my equipment damaged, but I can't bake for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
How exactly would business income coverage help in that situation?
Well, it would cover your ongoing expenses, like rent, utilities, employee salaries, and it could even help cover the profit you would have made during that downtime. It's like a financial bridge that helps you get back on your feet.
That's a huge relief. It's like having an insurance policy for peace of mind. But we've also been talking about all these extra options, these endorsements you can add to your policy.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any that stand out as particularly important for a business like a bakery?
Absolutely. One that comes to mind is spoilage coverage. This protects your perishable inventory, like all those delicious ingredients in case of a power outage or equipment failure. No baker wants to lose a batch of dough to a faulty fridge.
Right. That could be a real financial setback.
Mm.
Are there any other endorsements that a bakery owner might want to consider?
Well, since you mentioned fluctuating inventory earlier, the value reporting form is definitely worth exploring.
Okay. Refresh my memory. How does that work again?
Remember how we talked about your bakery's inventory going up during the holidays? Well, with the value reporting form, you don't have to call your insurance agent every week to adjust your coverage. Instead, you agree on a maximum coverage limit at the start, which should be higher than your expected peak inventory.
Okay, so I've got that safety net in place. What's next?
Then, at regular intervals, usually monthly, you report your actual inventory values to the insurer. This creates a record of how your inventory fluctuates throughout the year. Think of it like taking a snapshot of your inventory each month.
So at the end of the year, when it's time to renew my policy, my premium is based on the average inventory value I reported throughout the year.
Precisely. You're only paying for the coverage you actually needed, which can be a real cost saver for businesses with seasonal variations.
It's like a pay-as-you-go system for inventory insurance.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense. Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about something that's not exactly a glamorous topic, but super important nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
The conditions form. Remember, that's the rule book for our insurance policy.
Ah, yes, the fine print. It's not always the most exciting read, but it's full of crucial details that every business owner needs to understand.
Where do we even begin? There's so much to unpack.
Let's focus on a few key conditions that often cause confusion. First up, the control of property condition. This essentially means that if someone...
So it's there to protect both parties and make sure that any legal action is taken within a reasonable time frame.
Precisely. And that time limit is usually 2 years from the date of the loss. It's important to be aware of this deadline in case you ever need to pursue legal action.
Got it. 2 years on the clock. Anything else we should highlight in the conditions form? I feel like we're just scratching the surface here.
Well, one condition that's particularly relevant to your bakery example is the other insurance clause.
Okay, let's say my bakery is renting space in a larger building, and both the building owner and I have our own insurance policies. What happens if there's a fire?
That's exactly the scenario this clause addresses. It outlines how coverage is handled when there's more than one policy in the mix. Sometimes they'll share the costs proportionally based on the coverage limits of each policy. Other times, one policy will be considered primary, meaning it pays out first, while the other acts as excess coverage kicking in only after the primary coverage is exhausted.
Okay, so it's all about figuring out which policy takes priority and how they work together. I'm starting to see how this can get pretty complicated.
It can, but that's why it's so important to have a good insurance agent on your side. They can help you sort through all the details and make sure you have the right coverage in place, even in complex situations like multiple policies.
Makes sense. Speaking of sharing costs, that brings us to another important concept, coinsurance. I have to admit, this is one of those insurance terms that always makes my head spin.
I understand. It can be a bit confusing, but it's crucial to grasp because it can have a big impact on how much you're reimbursed if you have a claim.
Okay, break it down for me. What exactly is coinsurance and why should I care?
Essentially, coinsurance is a way to encourage policyholders to carry adequate insurance coverage. It's based on the idea that the more insurance you have, the lower your risk and therefore the lower your premium should be.
Okay, that makes sense. But how does it work in practice?
Most commercial property policies will have a coinsurance percentage, usually 80% or higher. This percentage is applied to the replacement cost of your property. So let's say your bakery building has a replacement cost of $500,000. To meet the 80% coinsurance requirement, you'd need to have at least $400,000 in coverage.
Got it. So if I have less than $400,000 in coverage, am I in trouble?
That's where the penalty comes in. If you have a loss and your coverage falls short of the coinsurance percentage, you'll only be reimbursed for a portion of the loss proportional to how much coverage you had.
So it's like I'm being penalized for not having enough insurance.
You could say that. The insurer is basically saying, you didn't hold up your end of the bargain by carrying enough insurance, so we're not going to fully cover your loss.
Ouch. That's a harsh lesson.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like coinsurance is not something to mess around with.
You're absolutely right. That's why it's so important to work with your insurance agent to determine the right coverage amount and make sure you're meeting the coinsurance requirement. It's all about protecting yourself from a potentially big financial hit in the event of a claim.
Okay. I'm definitely going to be paying closer attention to that coinsurance percentage from now on. Now, earlier you mentioned something called the legal liability coverage form. I'm still a bit fuzzy on how that fits into the whole commercial property insurance picture.
It's an important distinction to make. Remember how we talked about the building and personal property coverage form protecting property of others in your care regardless of fault?
Right, like that antique cake stand.
Exactly. The legal liability coverage form, on the other hand, kicks in when you are legally responsible for damage to someone else's property.
Okay, so it's about who's at fault.
Precisely. Let's say a customer slips and falls in your bakery because you didn't clean up a spill. They injure themselves and damage their expensive laptop in the process. The legal liability coverage form would help cover the cost of repairing or replacing the laptop since you, as the business owner, were negligent.
Well, it's like having a liability shield for those situations where I'm legally on the hook for someone else's damages.
You got it. And this coverage can be particularly important for businesses that handle a lot of customer property, like repair shops, dry cleaners, or in your case, a bakery that accepts special cake orders.
All right, that makes sense. It's all about having the right coverage for those unexpected mishaps. Now let's talk about another specialized coverage, the extra expense coverage form. Is this something every business needs?
Not necessarily. It's designed for businesses that absolutely cannot afford to shut down, even temporarily after a loss. Think of essential services like hospitals, utilities, or even news organizations.
So businesses that operate 24/7 and need to keep the lights on no matter what.
Exactly. For these businesses, even a short interruption could have serious consequences. The extra expense coverage form helps cover the costs of keeping those operations running. We're talking about things like renting temporary space, setting up mobile operations, expediting repairs, or even flying in specialized equipment.
It's like an insurance policy for business continuity. It ensures that even in the face of a major disaster, those critical businesses can continue to serve their customers and communities. That's pretty remarkable.
It is. And it highlights the fact that insurance isn't just about protecting physical assets. It's also about protecting a business's ability to generate income and provide essential services.
We've covered a lot of ground here. I feel like I'm starting to speak fluent insurance.
Yeah.
But before we move on, I want to circle back to something you said earlier. The importance of working with a knowledgeable insurance agent.
I can't emphasize that enough. It's the best advice I can give to any business owner.
Why is that?
Because insurance is complex. There are so many different coverage options, endorsements, exclusions, and conditions that it can be overwhelming to navigate on your own. It's like trying to bake a cake without a recipe.
Right. It's a recipe for disaster.
Exactly. A good insurance agent acts as your translator, guide, and advocate in the world of insurance. They'll take the time to understand your business, your risks, and your budget. They'll explain your options in plain English, help you make informed decisions, and advocate for you if you ever need to file a claim.
So it's like having a personal insurance consultant in my corner.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And that's invaluable when it comes to protecting your business. Remember, insurance is an investment, not just an expense. You're investing in peace of mind, knowing that if disaster strikes, you'll be financially protected.
All right. That's great advice. But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. We've talked a lot about protecting your business from external threats, those WARVs we discussed. But what about internal risks? Things like employee theft or data breaches. Those can be just as devastating as a fire or a storm.
You're absolutely right. Internal risks are often overlooked, but they can pose a significant threat to businesses of all sizes.
Yeah, it's like they say, sometimes the enemy is within. So what can we do to protect our businesses from those internal threats?
Well, for employee theft, there's something called a fidelity bond or crime coverage. Think of it as insurance against dishonesty. It can protect you from losses caused by employees who might be, you know, cooking the books, skimming from the register, or even engaging in outright embezzlement.
Okay, so if my cashier decides to pocket a few extra dollars from each transaction, or my accountant gets a little too creative with the company's funds, I'm covered. Phew, that's a huge weight off my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the digital world? It seems like every day we hear about another company getting hacked and customer data being compromised. Is there insurance for that?
Absolutely. Cyber liability insurance is becoming more and more important these days, especially with everything being online. It can help cover the costs associated with the data breach. Things like, you know, investigating the breach, notifying affected customers, providing credit monitoring services, and even defending against lawsuits.
Wow. So it's like a comprehensive safety net for the digital age. Mm. It sounds like a must have for any business that handles sensitive information, whether it's customer data, financial records, or, you know, even my secret cookie recipe.
Pretty much. And it's not just for those big corporations anymore. Cyber liability insurance is becoming more affordable and accessible for small businesses, too. It's definitely something to discuss with your insurance agent.
Okay, so we've covered external threats, internal risks, basic coverages, specialized forms, endorsements. I think we've pretty much baked the entire cake when it comes to commercial property insurance.
I think we have. You've definitely earned your insurance merit badge today.
But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to bring it back to something you said earlier about insurance being an investment in peace of mind. It's easy to get caught up in all the technical details of the different coverage options, but at the end of the day, insurance is really about protecting the things that matter most to us.
Absolutely. And that goes beyond just the physical stuff. It's about protecting your livelihood, your employees, your customers, your reputation.
So even with all the best insurance coverage in the world, there's always an element of risk. But having that safety net in place can make a world of difference if the unexpected happens.
Exactly. It allows you to focus on running your business, knowing that you've got a plan to deal with whatever comes your way.
That's a great point. Insurance isn't just about protecting your business from financial loss. It's about protecting your ability to bounce back, to rebuild, and to keep moving forward. It's about resilience.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into the world of commercial property insurance. We've covered a lot of ground, from the basic building blocks of a policy to some pretty specialized coverage options. We've explored the fine print, debunked some common myths, and hopefully equipped you with the knowledge you need to make informed decisions about protecting your business.
And remember, remember, if you're ever feeling lost or confused about insurance, don't hesitate to reach out to a qualified insurance professional. They can guide you through the process, answer your questions, and help you tailor a policy that fits your unique needs.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it informative, maybe even a little bit entertaining, and most importantly, empowering. Now go forth and insure wisely.